Ravel has this interesting style where he mixes so many elements from French music, but he also uses jazz. And on this particular concerto, he also uses music from the borderline of Spain and France. So I think it's a very interesting mix. And myself, I am super interested in jazz, so I feel super related to this concerto.
Do you remember when you first discovered Ravel's music and what that experience was like? Maybe what you heard and how it made you feel?
For me, it was discovering his whole piano output. He has so many great pieces like Gaspar de la Nuit and Suite de Couperin. It's just amazing. His other piano concerto for the left hand is super jazzy too. I super like it. And yeah, I think this concerto is like a very short, comprehensive version of all he can do. And he wrote it on the later part of his life, so I think that has something to do with that too.
Let's go to piano. How did you find that as your instrument and decide, this is my instrument, this is what I'd like to pursue?
I don't know. I've been doing this my whole life. I started playing the piano when I was 4 years old. My dad used to play a lot. I started listening to him. I started playing by ear. Then I started having lessons. And I was 11 years old when I entered into the music conservatory. I was super young. And right there, I decided this is what I want to do for my life. So
you just knew, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes I surprise myself. I was like, why didn't I think of doing anything else or even another instrument? But I know I feel this very close connection with the piano that it's like I just can't express myself in a way that I think I can't do in anything else.
Let's go back to the Ravel you'll be performing with the Arkansas Philharmonic, and you mentioned the orchestration being pretty tricky. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the most challenging aspect of playing this piece for me. I have all the times I've been playing this piece, it was with a piano accompanist. So I had to be super careful about listening everyone in the orchestra because there are many solo features. For example, in the second movement, I think it's the oboe has this super beautiful melody that I had to follow for almost like half of the movement. So that's going to be an interesting challenge for me.
What is it like to be performing as a solo pianist but with a full orchestra? What does that experience feel like for you?
I don't know how to describe that. I feel it's going to be just surrounded by all these great musicians doing super great music. I'm just super excited for it.
Well, thanks so much and congratulations on winning this competition.
Ooh. Thank you.